All right, and we are back here in Out of the Woods as they scramble for their instruments.
Oopsie. Hey, man, sorry.
Billy Eli live in the studio tonight, all the way from Austin, Texas. And he picked Kevin Mall up in New York State.
we stopped right outside of Albany. Said, hey, man, anybody know a dobro player? So, hey, yeah, this guy lives right up the road. Actually, we've been playing together now 3 or 4 years.
I know.
And it freaks me.
It goes by quickly.
Yeah.
So.
I was counting my, just looking back over the year, you know, last month, you know what I'm saying? I've been working, my lead player in Austin, Jim Hempel, I've been playing with him about 15 years. And I did more gigs with you last year than I did with him. And so, yeah, because I've been coming up here and playing a lot, you know. We're kind of just sitting here chatting, you know, when we were talking about the album that came out last year. We were getting ready to start... maybe firing up on a new record about this time next year. And I want to get back into a more kind of country. I don't really differentiate much between country and folk. I mean, or even folk and like rock, they're kind of all the same to me, but sort of the tones and the instruments you use. And then for me, you know, some of the lyrical content and how you tell the story, you know, in country stuff, it tends to be fewer words and image paint and things like that. And but we're wanting to I want to get back into more of a country kind of thing for the next record and feature a couple pedal steel players. Kevin would be one, and my friend John Farrell down in right outside of Philly is another really accomplished, just killer pedal steel player.
So that's not the same guy who manages the Boston Red Sox?
Different one.
Okay.
He's a Phillies fan. Don't say that out loud. I have a song. I would play this, and this would actually be a debut. I wrote this 2 days ago, and I had a chorus I was kind of monkeying around with, and I was driving up, and I wrote the song between Texarkana and Little Rock. And so I ride a lot when I drive. I turn the radio off and just start talking to myself and see what happens. I don't have much in the way of a break or anything, but I got some words and I got a little bit of a story and I got a melody for y'all. And it's a traditional, it's kind of a more, you know, traditionally classic honky-tonk song. And it's called She Changes Her Mind Too Much. And I've never played it for just, I played it for Kevin, I played it for a couple of musicians I work with, but I've only played it for musicians. I haven't played it for any real people yet. And so let's play it and see what happens. This could almost be just like a real love. It could almost be, but that day never comes. And this only lasts till I start believing, and then she changes her mind, and it all comes undone. When everything is right, that's when everything goes wrong. When I hear her say she wants me, I know it won't be long till she's closing pages on this book. Oh, she changes her mind too much. It's happened before. It's not the first time. It gets till when she gets scared of what she is feeling and then turns away. She can't stop herself. Everything is right. That's when everything in the pages on this book. And she changes her mind too much. Yes, she changes her mind too much.
Hey.
Hey, man, first time I played that for anybody not in my band.
I like you. Classic Thanks. Country there, for
I'm
sure.
Still, I'm still, yeah, and I was noticing when I got about halfway through, I need to put that one key higher. but it's easy to write in E because all the chords are right there. So
that make it hard on the dobro over here?
He's a professional.
He's
a capo.
He's fine,
he's
man.
A professional.
He's got that bar. He's got that heavy bar he can hit me with.
That's right. I could throw it across the room, too, with deadly accuracy.
And I've heard the noise those things make when you just drop them.
As they used to say in Red Knuckles, it's a metal block.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Red Knuckles. Boy, I hadn't heard that name in a while.
Well, that's the thing about a steel guitar, you know. It's tuned to a chord. You can drop a shoe on it, and it'll play something. That's what Waldo used to always say, too. But,
It's like a piano.
Yeah, drop a shoe on it, and it's still a chord.
It'll play something.
It will, yeah. Yeah. Anyone play another?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I don't. No,
That was funny, man.
We're
that,
done.
That reminded me of when I was in L.A. back in November. I went out, and I was on a ticket with David Serby, this L.A. guy, and a really, really good songwriter, and has a really good band. And when I get out to L.A., usually I double up on a ticket with him, and I play with the same guys in his band because I've been playing with him for a few years, too. And I asked Ed Tree, I said, hey, I think somebody asked me about doing a gig out in the Valley, man. You want to go play it? And he goes, no, I'm not playing with you anymore. And I was like, really? And he was like, just shut up. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I got you making a joke. Sorry, I'm a little thick sometimes, especially if I've been driving a long way. Hey, I want to do a song I wrote. And it's on the Unexplainable record, but I wrote this about all my friends in the Northeast, and it's about, it's really kind of about living through a winter up here. It's about what happens at the end of the winter, and it's called Here I Go, I'm Gone. Because I've hung out with all y'all fine Northeasterners and New Englanders in the springtime, and man, y'all get really, really determined that you're done with cold, and you're just done with it. And I've seen friends of mine in upstate New York say, I've put my coat away, and I don't care if it snows. I'm not getting my coat out again. I'm done with winter, even if it's snowing outside. And this song's called Here I Go, I'm Gone. And it's not really about winter, but it's kind of about that great attitude y'all have of gutting it through the spring, man. Because winters up here are long, man.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, it's called Here I Go, I'm Gone. Here it goes like this. 1, 2, 3. Well, I don't remember when last time was I had any fun. Well, I've been froze all winter. Now I think I can feel the sun. Now I've worn out my ears listening to you talk, talk, talk. Now I'm getting out of here, even if I have to walk. Change my mind, and I'm putting this town in my mirror. I'm gonna beat it on down the line. And I ain't taking them out, cause I don't care where I fall. But I'm getting out of here, cause it's only life after all. Oh, settle on burning arrow. Here I go. I can't promise I'll come on the man. back home. Here I go, here I go, baby, I'm gone. Fun song, man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites of yours.
So you already knew that one.
Yeah, I played that one off the record, and I think I like it even more now that I know it's about us.
Well, man, y'all really do. Y'all are gutsy. It's hard to live up here this time of year.
All of us Wolverhampton folks.
Well, no, that's south of y'all, man. That's Massachusetts. That's Wolverhampton. I couldn't keep up with all the Hamptons over there.
Yeah, I remember
man.
You talking about that last
they
time.
They got a bunch of Hamptons over there, so I just lumped them under one umbrella.
I looked it up, and there's no such place in Massachusetts.
No, there's not. That mostly exists in my own mind. But you know. I'm doing a gig in Wolverhampton. We are next week. We're doing a couple, man. We're doing the Bing Arts Center in
Wolverhampton.
In Wolverhampton, in Springfield. And we're doing a charity event for whole children in Northampton.
Wolverhampton.
In North Wolverhampton. Yeah. I do a lot of charity work. I have an autistic son.
That's right.
And so, yeah, I do. I try and still do a fair amount of charity work and, you know, awareness stuff So we're doing that and it'll be fun. They're having a honky tonk night since I'm playing, and their menu for the night is with Tex-Mex. I'm doing Tex-Mex because, in our honor.
I'm there.
Yeah, you are there. Yeah, me too, in Wolverhampton.
Very cool. So how is your son doing? His name Griff?
Yeah, Griffin. He's doing great. Since I saw you last, he had a 19th birthday.
Excellent.
And he'll be 20 in September, and he lives in a group home that's just a few miles from my house. And when I'm not on the road, he comes over for the weekends, and we watch movies and eat popcorn, and I play the guitar and he sings along. And I mean, as much as you can sing when you're not verbal, but he's enthusiastic, and he's doing pretty well.
Good.
Yeah. So. I wrote a song for him. We have time to play one more?
You can play as many as you want.
Hey, you do want to do People Like Us?
Sure.
I wrote this for him. Autism Speaks Walk Now for Autism. And we decided to write a little something for it. This is what we came up with. I started out writing it, and it was kind of coming out dirge-like. And I was like, you know, man, there's no reason that the song ought to be like all bummery and bummery. Is that a real word? Depressing and bummery. And the thing about it is, if you ever, anybody listening that knows Griffin, y'all know how he is. And if you've never met him, he's a happy, happy kid. We wrote this song. It goes like this here. 1, 2, 3. Well, baby, I know it can't be a real drag. Don't it bring me down? See you looking so sad. Sometimes it's you. We don't live like the rest of the world is. In a world of milk, people like us. People like us don't ever seem to count.
All right.
Hanford Griffin.
It's the dance remix there.
A little bit, yeah. It's kind of fun, man.
Yeah. I love that song. That's a great, great song.
Thanks so much. And I like that, you know, you don't have to have an autistic son to, like, you know, groove on it. It speaks to you. It speaks to you on more than one level, I guess.
Definitely speaks to me.
Yeah. Well, probably.
I'm a dobro player.
Yeah, right. People like you, man. seen that. And I thought Griffin had a tough time. But anyway, I think we're fixing to probably have to pack up, though, and get rolling. So we've got to get on into Portsmouth and get settled in.
Yeah, get moving before the freeze.
Yeah, we want to at least get down off the hill and, anybody that's inclined to make the drive tomorrow, man, we'd love to see y'all at the booking bar. And be a fun show. And, you know, it's real laid back. And it's, like you said, you've been there. It's a cool place. We played there once last year. It's
a good time.
Yeah, we did. It's real low key. And, it's a fun gig. So y'all come on out.
Yeah, they put the stage right by the local history section, I think.
Yeah, it's probably cool. Yeah. So, thanks for having us, man. We sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe we can see you again over the summer.
Definitely, yeah, anytime. And bring Kevin along.
I will. Well, we're working more and more dates up here.
I love the dobro. Yeah. Bring dobros. More dobros.
Oh, one's enough. One's enough. Man, don't go to pressing.
I might play another one in a different tune.
Well, that'd be okay, but I mean, just one at a time. Yeah. That's like fiddle players. I don't even recommend you let them people in the house. That's a joke, man. One of my best friends is a fiddle player, so anyway. But thanks for having us, man. We're gonna keep rolling. And,
yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
See you later, man.
Once again, Book and Bar tomorrow night. Showtime 9:00, I think.
It's a later gig. 9:30, something like that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try and keep my wife up a little later than usual.
Yeah.
And we're gonna head down there ourselves. So
we have good coffee, man. It'll jolt you back to life.
That's right. Yeah. Start with coffee and finish with beers.
Yeah, or whatever, you know, whatever works.
All right, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. We're going to keep our Texas theme going, but we got a quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.